All right, I'm back. 7:32 on 11/1. First day of no wonder. This week has been just dreadful. It's Thursday. It feels like it's, I don't know, the 8th or 10th day this week. The dentist on Monday, it was really not bad. It was really fine. My teeth didn't hurt. I was drugged. I didn't care what they did. Life was good. But then Tuesday, I just barely dragged my carcass around. And as the further I went, the worse my headache got. And yesterday was another headache day. 17 minutes and 1 second. Okay, my first mile is doing good. So I can keep this up, because I have to get to high school today and meet with my kids. So I should have just about enough time to get home and post this and then move on with the day already in progress. I got full share edits. I'm still farting around with the other edits that I've got, so things are backing up. Having 2 days where I couldn't really focus made it quite difficult. I'm not quite sure. Part of it is, a big part of it was the headache, and part of it was the little tiny text. I just couldn't seem to get it right. I need to expand the view. Do the magnify thing, I think. In the word processing, it's relatively straightforward. Just make the screen bigger. And the worst case is you change the default font size. But in working with the HTML editor doesn't change fonts and doesn't change view. It's quite tedious. I'll have to look. I wonder if I can change that. Seems like you ought to be able to. Because in the big 22-inch screen, the font is like 9 points. And it's very difficult to look at for days after days after days. Day after day after day, not days. Dazed is me, but yeah. So there's that. Got an earbud falling out. Pull it out altogether. It's chilly. It's 40 degrees, and I'm kind of overly warm in my parka, but my nose is cold. My fingers are cold. It's definitely November. First day of NaNoWriMo. If anybody's doing NaNoWriMo, what are you listening to me for? Go right. P.G. Holyfield has a new thing going over at specficmedia.com, I think it is. Google it, you'll find it. I think I mentioned the other day that the Mile High Con panel is live on SF Signal. Can't stop the signal. Patrick Hester from Functional Nerds did the honors. And John Stith, I'm reading one of his books right now called Redshift Rendezvous, which you heard Will here, Connie Willis, talk about. It's interesting. It's a very intriguing how does moving at the speed of light change things. Now, one of the problems that I have with it is, I guess it's the construct. Because when you're moving at the speed of light, that sort of implies a direction, or nearly the speed of light. You have to be going, velocity requires two vectors. One is speed, one is direction. And the problem is that there's no direction in this construct that he's created. He's using the layer idea, where you move in up is something that might well be quantum layers, and layer 10 is the speed of light, and I think they're moving it in layer 9, which is 90% of the speed of light. Just sitting still, they're moving at 90% of the speed of light. I'm not sure how this works. I'm not sure how this works out, but I think the conceit, okay, we've got a device that moves us, or we have a ship that's moving at 90% of the speed of light when it's sitting still, which seems odd. But what happens on the ship when the speed of light is low enough? It's like 10 meters per second, or you can see the room fill up with light, where the time somebody who shouts at you across the room, you see their mouth move before you hear their voice, because the speed of sound is also affected. And so you can actually, in this book, break the sound barrier by running too fast. So you can get ahead of the sound that you're making. Basically shout on one side of the room, run across the room, and hear it on the other. So there's some interesting ideas. I'm waiting to see if any of them actually ignite my imagination. So the new cover is out for Ravenwood on paperback. I got the proofs yesterday. They're very pretty. I'm not sure it's exactly right yet. We'll see. Got to get some work done today. I've got the morning is shot because I'll be at high school. Basically, I'm gonna go home, put some toast in, get this podcast posted, brush my teeth, head over to the high school to meet with my high school kids for a couple hours, and then come home and clean up from the last couple of days. And that's before I can even start doing any kind of work, so always something. And it didn't help this morning that I overslept. It was 6 o'clock. I rolled over and looked at the clock, 5:58. And of course the kids have to be out the door by 7. Usually they're up around 5:30. But I wasn't up this morning, so I didn't get a chance to wake them. I didn't even get a chance for a cup of coffee this morning before I had to get my act together and get out here and walk. It's also trash day, so I had to get the trash out. Whew. Busy day. Oh, I have to. First day of the month, that means I have to work on my calendar today, too. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I got the first three books mostly edited, although Rob pointed out that some of the changes that I said I was going to make in the first book are not currently in it in quarter share, so I'm going to have to go back and redo that. I think I talked about that the other day. I have to go back and really need to bite the bullet and write a little program that will break and parse the long source files into chapters, because that takes the longest and it's the most boring. suppose I could break it into 5 chapter chunks. That would be small enough. The problem is that the longer files seem to be lagging a bit on EPUBs, so by breaking each chapter down to its own file and then packing it into the EPUB, I get 2 things. One is that the top of page control seems to happen more transparently. And second, the files, when you change from one chapter to the next, are all there instantly. You don't have to wait for the book to open as long. Glad I didn't take today off as well. I was tempted, but feels good to move around. My back is sore. I take another anti-inflammatory because I'm allowed to take them morning and night, and they work on the arthritis to reduce the inflammation, which takes away the pain. And when I sleep, the longer I sleep, the more that pain builds up until I wake up. And last night I stayed up a little bit too late, which is one of the reasons that I slept in this morning. The other reason, of course, being that I just haven't slept well for a few nights, including the night leading into the dental appointment. So part of what my issue is undoubtedly accumulated sleep debt. I've been doing better, but, well. Actually, I think tomorrow, and I need to call, and I think tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment. Routine checkup, November 2nd, Friday. I do need to call and make sure that that's there, because they didn't call to confirm the appointment, which means they might have changed it. Or did not change it on the calendar. So when they open up, I'll have to call. Birds. I don't see them, but they're out there somewhere. Whole bunch of birds. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. there's clouds. Sun is almost high enough to get underneath up above the cloud deck to light it from above. This morning's picture at sunrise with the sun just painting the edges of the clouds was fortuitous. I have to try to do this more often. Because as I've learned, if I put it off too long, then I don't go. Yesterday I felt so crummy I didn't even get out of my pajamas until 2:30 when I had to get dressed to go pick up the kids from school. I feel a little better today. I'm walking, I'm moving. That's a good sign. Got stuff to do. Deadlines to make. Books to create. Lots of leaves down. The big cottonwood here on the corner has pretty much lost all of its leaves. Oh, the mower guy. This is Thursday morning. This is his mowing time. He's not mowing today. Sun's up far enough, it's casting a shadow now. Yeah. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day. Across the street. Here I am. Out the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck, I'll talk to you then.